Happy Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. Big news out of the Korean Peninsula this morning. North Korea is drawing up plans to launch missiles at Guam. Needless to say, this is going to be a big, defining geopolitical moment for Donald Trump. Sure, the North Korean saber rattle. They say they're going to do things many times that they don't do. But this is a big deal. If the North Koreans shoot a missile anywhere close to the U.S. territory, it will spark a big conflict with Japan and South Korea. The FT says markets are reacting and investors are preparing for the worst. The Swiss franc, a safe haven currency, is up 1.5% against the euro. Spotted yesterday, Mr. Cosmopolitan himself, Stephen Miller, in a summer linen sport coat outside Woodward Table on 15th Street. Nikki Haley has lost her chief of staff and speechwriter at the same time due to, quote, family issues. Stephen Groves and Jonathan Wachtel are both departing Haley's staff. Fascinating comments from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell out of Northern Kentucky. He says that one of the reasons the White House is subject to a narrative that they've done nothing is that they've set artificial deadlines. We've been saying this forever. There's no reason to say something is going to get done by a certain date unless it's government funding or the debt ceiling. For example, there's no reason to say that tax reform is going to be done by the end of October, because it's probably not. Oh yeah, and McConnell again urged the president to stop tweeting. Mark Caputo has a great piece in Politico about the shrinking political fortunes of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Here's an excerpt from Mark's story. The chatter about a House leadership post is gone. So is talk of statewide office. After Hillary Clinton's defeat, there's no prospect of an administration job for Wasserman Schultz. She's under fire for mismanaging an IT employee under a House IT investigation who was arrested on seemingly unrelated mortgage fraud charges. Wasserman Schultz broke her public silence on this employee last week, portraying herself as the victim of a, quote, right-wing media attack rooted in anti-Muslim bigotry. A few big scoops from Politico this morning. Robert Mercer, a top Trump donor, is dumping $300,000 into his super PAC to defeat Jeff Flake. And Trump friend Tom Barrack is in line to be ambassador to Mexico. Nancy Youssef is leaving BuzzFeed for the Wall Street Journal later this month. And Stephen Colbert has nabbed the first interview with Anthony Scaramucci, August 14th. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.